The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, it really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Janelle Newell. She is one of our new mindset coaches. We have different coaches. I'm like, what the heck does Janelle do? Mindset coach. And she's been working with our clients really for, I think, less than a month, it feels like. So my goal for this podcast is twofold. One, just to introduce her. So if you are lucky enough to get to Janelle, you're like, that's the lady from the podcast. And also, you know, we've been working with you guys for years, everyone else on the team, and I'm hoping she's got some new, like, you know, eyes from a newcomer. So just wanting to hear like what she's hearing from our clients and how that can benefit you guys. So Janelle, that's the table is set. The floor is yours. What say you?
Well, thank you for that great introduction, Mike. It's so nice to be here. I am. I'm new to your community. Of course, I've been with you, I guess, about a month lurking, maybe a month and a half lurking around doing some calls with the clients. But, you know, I've been a coach for a long time and I work with small business owners and I have owned my own small businesses in the background. So I really get the struggle that it is to shift and grow. But really, that shift from employee mindset to CEO mindset is gigantic. And, you know, it's kind of the thing that differentiates you from building yourself a job. And, you know, jobs, boy, we love them or we hate them, but it's a job. It doesn't have much of a future. It seems really hard. You're doing it all yourself, to CEO, where you have a vision, you have a plan. It is a business. Obviously, you know, here we want you to have a plan where you're not an employee. You get to fire yourself. And so I've dropped that seed, and I don't know if you caught it, but there is a really big distinction. And one of the biggest things that I see CEOs do is be looking for their future. They have a plan. They have a vision. They have a dream for where they want to be, and they are staying connected to it. So as employees, it's really easy to get down in the weeds of the job that you're doing. It's really easy to get down in the weeds of, what cleaning product am I using? What timesheet am I using? What are my employees doing? Where are they showing up? Like the details of the job itself, without paying attention to the big, like, lift your head up and why am I doing this? Like, really, what is the why behind taking this business on and creating it yourself? Right. So I know with your employees, one of the very first things you have them do is build that 20 reasons why I'm here, why I'm doing this. And it's not just an item on a checklist. It's not a check, did that, Mike asked me to do it, check, did that. The really successful people that make the transition to CEO are looking at that. They're coming back to it. They're reflecting upon it. They're, am I still aligned with that purpose? Is what I'm doing making a difference to get me there in my life? So instead of just, you know, out there pushing that, I have a lawn analogy that I like. You know, you have a big, vast lawn. Now, you know, I live in the West. Mike, I know you live in the West, but people that don't live in the West, people that live in the South, in the Midwest, the East Coast, they have these big, vast lawns with these big John Deere mowers. So if you're out there and you've got one of those big lawns and you've got a push mower, remember those? No motor, no nothing. You push mower.
Been there, done that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that lawn is going to seem vast and enormous, and you're going to get lost in the go up this hill, go down the hill, go forward, turn the corner, come back, do it again. You get lost kind of in the grass, right? But if you're a CEO and you're riding on a John Deere, it's like, look at that. I get to do this. I get to do this. And it's going to look fantastic when I'm done. And I'm going to be done in a snap. And I'm going to get time to go out and enjoy that lawn with my family.
And you're sitting a little higher. You can kind of see the bigger picture as opposed to like head down. Like my wife and I like to walk and we don't like super terrainous stuff. Not because we're lazy. It's because if there's always a rock, you're always looking down. Doesn't matter how good the view is. If you're constantly looking at your feet and your next step, you can't see the view. So I love that riding mower. It's like, I can sit, I can survey, I can see what I've done. I can really look at other things. But if you're pushing that thing, you're looking down for rocks all day.
That's right. And, you know, CEOs, they're motorized, right? They've got a machine beneath them. They're using the tools that are available to them, as opposed to the employee who thinks, I only have this one tool, right? I just got to do this one little job. And so, CEOs, I want you to lift your head up. I want you to be able to go out and mow that lawn and enjoy the day while you're doing it. Be excited about it, because what a cool toy that is. I don't get to have one. or go on those walks with your heads up, right? Be able to enjoy the day instead of struggle with my next task and the next task and the next task. There's also another piece in here about celebrating as you do it. Right? Like, woohoo, I got through that next little step. I did that piece of the lawn. I get to enjoy it now. Right?
Yeah. So I've been taking notes because you're saying so many good stuff. Let me just kind of give the people my thoughts on all this and we'll move forward, because you said so much good stuff. I don't want anyone to miss. As owners of cleaning companies, we really make that CEO switch, not CEO switch, but we have two switches to make. We start often as a cleaner and we're like, oh, I just need to get out of that. And then we think, well, if I get out of cleaning, then I'll be a CEO. But most of the time we just turn into a manager, which is better than a CEO. I'm not going to knock it. I guess it's the difference between like trying to cut your lawn with scissors and moving to a push lawnmower. Like, I'm not saying it's not a step up. That's good, but we're still not riding, right? Once you get out of the office and the business runs independently. So just want to encourage you guys who are in cleaning, like if I just got out of cleaning, then everything will be great. It's like, well, that'll be a step forward, no question. But if you just get out of cleaning into the office, you're kind of out of the frying pan into the fire, right? You're just moving from putting out fires, cleaning toilets, to putting out fires on the phone, which is better, but not what you want. To really be a CEO, like Janelle said, you've got to get out of the office and really have some perspective. And it's so common for owners of all types and cleaning companies included to be like, I don't want to work 40 hours a week for this crazy person, make no money. So you quit your job, you start a thing, you're like, I'm going to work 80 hours a week for this completely insane person that, you know, I shave with every morning for even less money. And we love the entrepreneurship so much, we tolerate not getting the life that we wanted. Because like Janelle said, we don't connect with that why. And that why is super important. And it is hard enough day to day as a CEO, kind of outside and slightly elevated from your business, to keep that why strong for you and your team. It's almost impossible when you're in the muck of it day to day, whether that's cleaning toilets or answering complaints or dealing with any of that stuff. So Janelle just nailed it in terms of, you can be an owner or you can be a manager or you can be a cleaner. You may not, it's not possibly all three of those at the same time.
Exactly. And it is, it's really important though, as you set the intention of moving up through the ranks, essentially, that you know that it's important to hold on to that why, to come back and revisit it. It's not just an academic exercise. It's really important. And I'm pretty sure Suzanne and I are on the same plane with this, but we often aren't very good at holding that by ourselves. And that's why we have teams, right? That's why we have coaches. That's why we have tribes or groups of people that we want to surround ourselves that will elevate us and hold those up to us to remind us, because I can tape it on the mirror and look at it every single day and not have it make a difference. But if a friend or a work associate, like a peer in one of my groups says, hey, didn't you say, how's that thing going? Or How is that getting that time with your daughter or your son or your kid or your dog or whatever it is? How's that going? If they hold it up to me, now I see it.
And that's a double-edged sword, because it isn't just a matter of, well, I'll let this guy encourage my why or I won't, or this gal. There's a message coming. They are going to be putting their why and their worldview on you, period, just by spending time with them. So you really don't get to choose if they, we think we do. Oh, advertising doesn't work on me. Okay, you're the one guy. Or my community doesn't work on me. Oh, just not the truth. So I wouldn't choose. It's not just that, well, if I want better, there's a downside is what I'm saying. Janelle made a really good point of the upside. If you're around good people, they are going, it just makes it so much easier because they're going to ask the right questions or better questions. They're going to remind you of your why and all that sort of stuff. But if you're wrong around the wrong people, it's not like, oh, I just missed that benefit. Oh, no. They are going to pull you the other way. There's no kind of straight and narrow. You're constantly in motion. And as the CEO, Janelle made a really good point. Like, you've got to hold your why. That's true. It's a step above that. It's one thing to hold your why, no matter what, you know, crazy people are going to be crazy. Customers are going to tell you charge too much. Employees are going to tell you you're a jerk. Who knows? Other people are going to tell you can't win in this business. There's just 1,000 messages going to come on. You have to be very powerful to hold your why. To be a real CEO, what you get paid the big bucks is, you hold that why for the whole team. So now not only is it just for you, but when your team starts doubting, you have to be. So there's kind of an elevation to, I just wander the earth feeling and doing what I want, which is fine. It just doesn't pay well. And you kind of go where the current takes you. Then you can step up and go, I'm the captain of my ship. I'm going to decide what this is. And like Janelle said, getting in, choosing very selectively who you allow. So even this podcast, who you allow into your brain is important, right? If you listen to a bunch of if you could had to offset this podcast with 20 minutes of somebody telling you you're going to be a failure, I don't even think we can handle it. I think we need 2 or 3 to 1 of the positive to get over that. So you kind of move from just going where the earth takes you, which is not a very powerful position and frankly doesn't pay very well, to I'm the captain of my ship. I know what my dream is. I know why it's important. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there, which is a big step up. But that's still not business owner. That's self-employed. When you get to be a business owner, certainly when you have a team, you hold that space for other people who are like, I'm scared. And they won't say it verbally. Oftentimes they'll say it non-verbally, the way they act. Sometimes they will say verbally, or sometimes it'll come out in anger, but they will need you to hold that space. And if you can't hold it for yourself and you can't be connected to your why, there's no way you can connect other people to their why. And then but the cool thing is when you get it, you do customers, employees, vendors, your whole world, you kind of become this magnetic, you become the guy that people, or the gal that people want to hang out with. Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show. Am I talking way too crazy, Janelle, or is that something you've experienced?
No, it's true. It is building the muscle, right? So there's kind of a reason that you work. It's a progression, right? It's a natural progression, and you got to have that foundation. You know, it's the more, and honestly, this sounds, now you can tell me if I'm a little crazy, but
this whole podcast is just Janelle and I making statements, asking each other if we're insane. So
yes,
feel free
yes.
to email in and give us your opinion if we're in helpful time or a crazy time. Go ahead.
But you know, if as a business owner, I really struggle with some aspect, but I lean in and I know I'm going to master this, and I master that skill, I develop that resiliency muscle, I develop that habit of paying attention to my whys and my purpose and my mission. Like, if I'm really having to work at building that muscle, what happens is, as I grow, I'm going to be stronger than somebody who gets it very easily. Mm. So when I get to the position of CEO, I get it. I get you. Right? Like, no, as I'm speaking to employees, as I'm speaking to clients, as I'm speaking to vendors, my commitment is probably going to be stronger than somebody who just gets it mm-hmm. very easily. It's like that broken bone heals stronger in that place of the break. So I guess there's a this is meant to be a spark of inspiration that, you know, this is something that we're not born with innately. You know, it's not like, oh, you're born into Canada, or you're born into the US, you naturally just have this inside of you. It's not. It's something that we foster and we grow and we develop. And we want to develop it intentionally, not just as, oh, I'm going to follow somebody and they're doing this thing, so I'm going to do that thing and check that off the list, and I'm just going to keep doing the things. Because what happens is, when you get to the CEO or you get to the manager level and you find that it's rough for you, and now you're ready to make the CEO jump, if you've really built those muscles, you've built those skills within yourself, again, that connection to your purpose, that connection to your inspiration, having that real core commitment, then it's really strong, and it's going to be easier to navigate the challenges to the next level than it is if you just fake it or like, yeah, I got that thing. Right. Those are the people that crumple under the pressure because their core, their base is not solid enough.
So do you have any suggestions for people that are like, I'm buying what you're selling, lady. I want to build that, but I don't know how to do it. Is there like an exercise, or how would you put some legs on that and give some action under that, if I may ask?
Well, definitely create a plan, right? You got to have a clear plan. We're never going to get to a destination if we don't know where we're going. If we're just set out on the road with no map, you're going to get someplace, but who knows what that looks like. So you want to have a clear plan. For mindset, again, it's really important that you are very clear about what it is you want to build. And you need to actually take time to daydream and write those commitments, write the why down. And when I say daydream, I mean, you know, in our society, we are so overloaded with stimulation. There's TV, there's music, there's podcasts, there's, you know, people and family. And we're so often not just alone in our thoughts. And yet, again, as a CEO, we need to have that quiet time to sit and intentionally kind of daydream about, what do I want my life to look like in a year? What do I want my life and my business to look like in 5 years? And to let yourself have that experience, like in a whole body experience, like what would I be wearing? What am I smelling? What am I eating? What am I thinking? Who am I having conversations with? What does that feel like? Because our mind does not distinguish between that kind of visioning and real experiences in our body, right? And so now what happens is, as you let yourself go into that vision, if you let yourself have that experience of, you know, this is what it's going to be like in a year when I'm on that John Deere mower instead of pushing this thing up the hill. I can feel the wind in my hair, and, you know, like, I can feel the vibration of the thing going over and how easy it's going to be up to get up that hill. And I'm thinking these thoughts. And as we let ourselves daydream in that quiet space, our body begins to consider that the normal. It normalizes it. So it's no longer something to be afraid of. Mm-hmm. Right. And so then, as I pick up my 20 reasons why, or my, you know, these are my big whys, and I start to look at them before I take on the next hard thing that day, it's going to connect to my future vision. And my body and my subconscious going to say, yes, that's where we're going. I'm very clear about where we're going. And that's going to build that muscle, right? But you have to make the time, right? So it comes to like carving out that time and making that list for yourself and really being connected to what it's going to feel like to have those whys. It's not just a list. Notice I'm talking feelings a lot. I'm talking body a lot. and a lot of people are out there thinking, I know, because I've had clients tell me, you know, but this is business and there's no place for feelings in business. Well, kind of yes and kind of no, right? We don't want to be responding to our business from an emotional state, as in something comes up, a client calls and has a complaint, and so I feel something as a result of that, and I respond through that feeling. That, you're right, that's not helpful. But when we use our emotions, the emotions of excitement, to encourage us to take the next scary action, that is powerful mojo, right? Like that is what amplifies the success and makes it easier. So then we're using our emotions to work for us.
That was so well said. All right, I'm going to wrap it by just giving some kind of blowing some steam under what she's saying, because I couldn't agree more. Earlier, you'd mentioned, Janelle, that it's so important to know kind of where you want to be. And it's heartbreaking because anytime I do a first call with somebody, there's always two goals before we can do anything. Where are you at now? And where do you want to be? And people make mistakes on both of them. One is the one where they're at now, because we're entrepreneurs. A lot of it's okay. It's not that bad. And again, I talk to a lot of people and I know that they're miserable, but I get it. You know, you can't just walk around bleeding and, you know, dead by the side of the road all day. You've got to, so we tell ourselves stories that it's not that bad, but at some point we've got to really look at it right in the eyeball and go, this is a real problem. This is serious. I've got to fix it, right? Like we can kind of get to be where, you know, I'm 10 pounds overweight and 100 pounds overweight and 200, you know, like we, you know, you do it slowly enough. You it's no big deal. I know people that are bigger than me, or my family's bigger. We start making all these stories, but at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not the way I want to be, and pick overweight with business or whatever you've got dealing with in your life. So first and foremost, you got to get clear on where you're at, even when it's scary and bad and all the consequences, and really be like, all right, I'm just going to get it. And we're not going to roll around in that forever. We're not going to live there, but we got to make sure, because there's consequences either way, like the 20 reasons why or why you need success. But there's also 20 reasons why you've got to do something different, because this thing's ruining your life, right? And if you're not there, you're probably not going to make a change. So people want to soften the where they're at now, which is a mistake. And then they don't want to go all in on where they want to be. So then when I'm like, okay, they're like, I'm trying to feel like get pull this pain and suffering out of the consequences. Like, it's fine. And I'm like, all right, let's turn the page and talk about where you want to be. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Or I can't do that. Or I don't know. I've never thought about that. And it's like, well, I'm a coach. You called because it's time to think about that. And the questions I ask, and you can ask these yourself. And this is why a good coach is really important. But if you don't have that, ask it to yourself. I know I don't know what I really want, but if I did, what would it be? And I know it sounds a little silly, but you'd be shocked how many times I ask that and people go, blah. And they tell me exactly. They really did know it. They just need help or permission probably to tap into it. So if I know you don't know where you really want, but if you did, and like Janelle said, if you had 20 minutes where you're just going to sit and be with yourself and just let it flow, what would it be, just for fun? And then another fun thing can be, like Janelle said, just feel and get every experience of being that CEO. Same thing when we come up with decisions. I don't know how to get out of cleaning. I don't know how to hire. I don't know how to get customers. Okay, let's say I was already running a $10 million company. How would that guy answer this question? And you'd be shocked how your body knows a lot more, your mind, your brain, or your heart, whatever you want to call it, knows a lot more than you. I think you give yourself credit for. You just got to ask. So the questions that you ask are statements you make go a long way. I couldn't do that. Well, why does it never work for me? Why does everyone else succeed? And you'll get those answers. And if you go, what if I already was there? How would I make a decision then? If I did know, what if I did have the answer, I just need to ask the right question. What would that question be? You can kind of play with the questions, and you know the questions that are going to get you further from your goal, and you know the questions that are going to get you closer. Give yourself permission to ask some good questions. All right, that's everything I had. I was going to wrap it. Any closing words, Janelle?
Nope, but we covered a lot of ground in a very short period of time. So I'm sure we got some very minds blown people out there.
That's the hope. That's the goal. So Cleaning Nation, if you are in that mind blown category, like I need something, I want something, I've got to do different. What I'm doing now isn't working. Take action, right? I know these podcasts are quick and they're fun and they're easy, and it's easy just like listen to 20 in a row, which is great. It'll feel good. But if you don't do anything, you're really doing yourself a disservice. So I would take a minute to schedule in the time to have that conversation with yourself. Just give yourself 20 minutes. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's nothing for sale, but you can, I think there's an opportunity to jump on a call with a coach, or certainly there's reach out, get some help from somebody to do something different. Because if you just listen to this and you're 10% smarter, but it doesn't change a thing, did you really learn anything, right? Until that knowledge gets into some sort of action in the real world, it's arguably useless. So growmycleaningcompany.com, check it out now. Lots of resources, totally free. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.